And a national school is celebrating a big milestone, 125 years since it first opened its doors. Joining me now on the line is Principal Lorraine McGovern. Good morning, Lorraine. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show and a big celebration happening today for Ballyshannon.
Yes, good morning, Hannah. Thank you very much. Yes, a very big day for us here in Ballyshannon. We're extremely excited about what's ahead for us this morning.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's been part of, I suppose, local life since 1901. Compared to when the school first opened 125 years ago to now, I mean, how has it grown? How's the area and community grown since then?
Yes, so the school, there are lots of buildings now over the last number of years. It has fluctuated in numbers. It rises and falls with the buildings in the community. But generally, the numbers are thriving, and we have a beautiful little school here with modern buildings and spaces for all our children to learn and be happy in.
Of course, and I mean, reaching 125 years, it's a great achievement for the area. In terms of the pupils there now, do they realise, you know, how big of a day it is? I say they're all excited for the celebrations taking place.
Yeah, they're extremely excited. It's also Grandparents' Day, and a lot of our children would have generations that have passed through the school, so they would have grandparents and parents that would have gone through the school and are coming today to celebrate this event with them. So it's a big day, a big excitement. They're all prepared, they're singing and taking part, playing the ukulele. We're part of Music Generation, so they will be playing the ukulele and singing throughout the morning.
And as you were saying, I mean, it's kind of generations of families who will also be attending today's celebrations. And I saw actually that, you know, on Facebook, Ballyshannon were inviting past pupils from the schools and others in the community to share the likes of photos, memories, memorabilia. I mean, what has the response been so far when putting that out?
Absolutely. We've had lots of interest, and we've had people visiting over the last number of weeks. We've had phone calls and emails and WhatsApp. People have sent in copies of photos. We're actually gathering more information. We thought the school dated back to 1901, which the building does, but actually it dates back to the mid-1800s. So
Wow. It's
a big history history event for us. We're definitely enjoying talking to people and looking at old photos and just looking back. And then, of course, looking forward.
Of course. And I can hear the hustle and bustle around you there. So I can imagine all the crowds are gathering. In terms of the amount of what kind of celebrations, Lorraine, there's also the mention of a time capsule. Is this something that the students are putting together today, or is it one that they're opening?
So, yeah, it's one we've been putting together over the last number of weeks. We've been putting together a capsule that will be hopefully in 25 years' time with future generations opened, and they'll look back and see where school life is today. We do have the parish, we've the Bishop Dennis Nulty is here to say Mass. We have a piper here playing music. So there's a huge celebration and big excitement for the children and the staff.
Of course. And it begins at 11 o'clock, I believe. So just about 20 minutes time. Is it a day-long event? I know as well, like people coming into with such good weather. Everyone is just really in a good mood the past few days.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a lovely week built up to it. So it'll start at 11, and afterwards there will be refreshments, and people are welcome to take their time and walk through the school. There will be a surprise for the children at 12:15. Ice cream van has been organised for them, so that's big excitement. So it's leading into the bank holiday weekend. It'll be a lovely celebration. We're looking forward to just enjoying the day now that all the preparation has come together.
And as you were saying, Lorraine, bits and pieces are still kind of being found out about the school, learning that it's probably been going on since the mid-1800s. Mm-hmm. For listeners this morning who maybe have some information or know someone, can they still continue to get in touch with Ballyshannon School and pass on maybe more photos or anything they have from attending there, or any kind of facts they know?
Absolutely, we would love that. We really would, because it is rooted in history, and that's what we're just interested in now, is gathering more information and keeping it together for future generations and putting it into a safe place that it can be accessible. But like what we've found is interesting so far, so anything that can be added to that would be fantastic.
Well, Lorraine, best of luck for the celebrations today and a huge congratulations to Ballyshannon National School celebrating 125 years since it first opened its doors in that building. But again, as Principal Lorraine McGovern was saying, they're actually finding out that the school may have been as old as from the 1800s, the mid-1800s. So again, if anyone who attended Ballyshannon knows of anyone and wants to get in touch with Ballyshannon National School, don't hesitate. They are celebrating today 125 years with a mass starting at 11 and then the likes of tea, coffee and refreshments after.